CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 19th of January, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB, and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB is an official partner for this year's British Science Week. Nominations are open for two RSGB elected board director roles. And don't forget to update your club's RSGB club finder information. The RSGB is delighted to announce that it is an official partner for this year's British Science Week, run by the British Science Association. The RSGB outreach team worked with the RSGB comms team to offer an amateur radio-related activity, and this will feature in the British Science Week Community Pack. This links with the Society's strategic priority of growth and its desire to reach new audiences. The Society is very excited that amateur radio will be featured for the first time in this important national STEM campaign. Full details of the RSGB activity will be shared during the next week when all the packs are officially launched. This year's event runs from the 7th to the 16th of March with the theme of Change and Adapt. It's not just for young people, and the RSGB has a range of additional activity ideas you could try with your community, friends and family too. The RSGB hopes its ideas and resources will encourage you to get out there and inspire others. Find out more at rsgb.org/bravo Sierra Whiskey and look out for further announcements this week. If you have an idea or a plan to get people involved or would like some advice and support, please contact the RSGB British Science Week Coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, via Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. If you're an RSGB member, have excellent leadership skills and would like to contribute to the amateur radio community, how about becoming an RSGB board director? Nominations are now open for applicants to stand for two elected board director roles. The existing board is looking for directors who have specific skills to replace outgoing directors. It would love to see applications from those who have expertise in spectrum matters and with building positive relationships with other organisations. The board is also looking for people who are passionate about continuing its important outreach activities, as well as its ongoing work in developing practical skills amongst the amateur radio community. The Society is encouraging candidates from a diverse range of backgrounds to stand for election and wants to ensure that the voices around the table understand and reflect the community it aims to serve. Find out more about these roles, as well as other opportunities in the RSGB 2025 elections by going to rsgb.org/election. The closing date for all vacancies is 2359 UTC on the 31st of January 2025, so act now and ensure you take this opportunity to help shape the future of amateur radio. If you're a member of an RSGB-affiliated club or society, the RSGB is encouraging you to visit rsgb.org/club-finder. And check that your organisation's details are up to date. The RSGB Club Finder allows people to search for local amateur radio groups. Those people could want to join your group, find out more about amateur radio before taking their foundation license exam, or perhaps need support for British Science Week activities. Updating your listing is easy. Just log in to your club's membership services account at rsgb.org/members and go to the UK Club Finder section. The form includes a section called Meeting Details, where you can add helpful information about disabled access, as well as details about both physical and online meetings. The Society will update Club Finder with any new data between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. every Friday afternoon. If you wish your update to appear before the weekend, please ensure you update your details before 3 p.m. on Fridays. Any questions on the process can be sent to membership@rsgb.org.uk. Ofcom has announced a consultation which seeks to simplify the licensing of amateur radio visitors to the UK from a specified list of countries. The consultation also covers the proposed simplification of other wireless equipment usage. Ofcom says, "We propose to introduce a new license exemption for short-term use of amateur radio equipment by radio amateurs visiting from countries that are not covered by the CEPT recommendation T-R61-02, but with whom the UK has a bilateral reciprocal agreement. The deadline for responses to the consultation is 5 p.m. on the 28th of March 2025. You can read the Ofcom consultation document at tinyurl.com/ofcom-uniformwhiskey-tango-lima-echo. Have you revalidated your license recently? Ofcom requires that radio amateurs revalidate their license at least every 5 years, although confirming annually is recommended. For more information on the process, go to rsgb.org/licensing and select License Revalidation from the right-hand menu. The webpage provides further information on the process, a link to the Ofcom portal, as well as a handy video guide to the process from Ofcom. Make sure you keep your details up to date and add a diary reminder to renew each year. Have you made a New Year's resolution to learn CW? If so, you might be interested in Essex CW Radio Amateurs Club's CW for Beginners training. The next course starts on Thursday the 6th of February. It will take place via Skype from 7 p.m. If you are interested in taking part, email Andy, G0IBN, via Golf Zero, India, Bravo, November, numeral 1, at yahoo.com. Lots of operators are on the air until the end of January, with stations taking part in the Worldwide Award. If you've been listening to the HF bands, you will have heard lots of stations using call signs with a whiskey, whiskey alpha suffix. Points are awarded for working these stations using a variety of modes. For example, 2 points are awarded for a contact made using a digital mode, and 10 points are awarded for making a CW contact. To qualify for the award, you need a minimum of 100 points. To read more about the Worldwide Award, visit hamaward.cloud/whiskey-whiskey-alpha. And now for details of rallies and events. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road in Market Raisin. The doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Hot refreshments and ample free car parking will be available. The cost of a table is £10. To book, contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, on 07777 699 069, or email mike5zulu@outlook.com. On the 9th of February, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. Doors will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admission will cost £5. Hot food, refreshments and free car parking will be available. For more information, contact Patrick 20VGF via info@radioactivefair.co.uk. And the Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, Lancashire, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Please note that the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has been reduced from 6 to 5. On a brighter note, the price remains as it has been for several years at £10 per table. For more information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Now the special event news. Hotel India 59 Uniform Delta is a special call sign in use by the Dominican Amateur Radio Union, the second oldest amateur radio club in the Dominican Republic. The station is active to celebrate the 59th anniversary of its foundation. Look for activity on the HF bands using SSB and digital modes until the 25th of January. For more information about a certificate that is available for working the station, visit qrz.com. Special call sign Papa Alpha 25 Mike Charlie will be on the air for just one day on Thursday the 23rd of January. The station will be active to introduce Dutch Marines to the world of amateur radio. Operators will be using SSB on the HF bands. The event is organised and supported by PI4VBD, the club station of the Royal Netherlands Army Signal Regiment. More information is available at qrz.com. Now the DX news. David, Victor Echo 3, Victor Sierra Mike, Hotel Romeo 9, is active from Roatan Island, NA057, off the north coast of Honduras, until the 25th of January. He's operating CW and FD8 on the 30 and 20 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or via David's home call. Jeff, VA3 QSL, is active as Foxtrot Golf, Victor Alpha 3, Quebec Sierra Lima, from Guadeloupe, NA102, until the 26th of January. Following this, he will be active as Papa Juliet 7, Victor Alpha 3, Quebec Sierra Lima, from St. Martin, NA105, between the 27th of January and the 26th of February. The final leg of his Caribbean tour sees him operating as Foxtrot Sierra /VA3QSL from St. Martin, NA105, between the 16th of February and the 4th of March. He will operate SSB, CW and digital modes on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, direct to Jeff's home call or via the Bureau. Tomorrow, that's the 20th, the FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 21st, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 centimeter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The CQ 160-meter DX contest runs from 2200 UTC on Friday the 24th until 2200 UTC on Sunday the 26th of January using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange of signal report and CW zone. United States stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, RITI, Sprint runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday the 25th until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 26th of January, using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 16th of January, 2025. It looks like the lull in sunspot activity is coming to an end as the solar flux index rose to 174 on Thursday the 16th after a week in the 150s and 160s. The sun was fairly bare, but there are now signs of more sunspot activity rotating into view. There have been no X-class flares in the past 7 days and only one M-class event. This has meant that the KP index has been low thanks to a lack of associated coronal mass ejections. There were four during one three-hour period on the 13th of January. As a result, HF conditions have not been too bad, with daytime maximum usable frequencies, MUS for short, over a 3,000 km path regularly exceeding 24 and even 28 MHz at time. However, nighttime MUS are still in the doldrums, often struggling to get above 5 MHz over 3,000 km path. This will no doubt change as we head towards spring. DX on the bands recently has introduced S01WS in Western Sahara and UP7WWA in Kazakhstan, both on 28 MHz CW. Closer to home, we have GB200LB celebrating the bicentenary of the invention of the Braille code, and GB1GKA commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Portishead radio receiving station, callsign GKA, at Highbridge, Somerset. Both of these stations were active on the 20, 17, 15 and 10 meter bands using CW. At the other end of the bands, KEV VK6LW has been heard on 1822 kHz from Western Australia at his sunrise at 2112 UTC, as has Robert DU7ET in the Philippines at 2200 UTC. January is a great month for top band contacts. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 160 to 175 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be good, with a maximum KP index of 3. As always, keep an eye on solarham.com for news of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, which could easily send the KP index higher and the MUS lower. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of high pressure has served us well, with some good tropopause around the edge of the high into Spain and Portugal and even beyond to Madeira. This has shown how effective long maritime ducts can be around the edge of areas of high pressure. On the 16th of January, the Atlantic was taking over the agenda and low pressure near Scotland was pushing a weakening front into northwestern Britain as the high retreated east into Europe. The rest of the coming week has other lows, bringing some rain or showers, especially to the northwest of the UK, where it will become quite windy again. On Wednesday the 15th, weather models suggest a small high may return to the southern part of the country. We're in a rather unsettled weather period with some limited rain scatter potential for the gigahertz bands. Meteor scatter has also been a bit thin, with just a possibility of scatter by the Gamma Ursae Minoris, which peaked yesterday. However, the number of meteors is at a very low rate, and so it's not a great option. Next, we move on to aurora, and there continue to be the examples of alerts suggesting minor events. Generally, though, spring is usually a better time, so there's still a while to wait. Saturday the 11th of January brought a welcome out-of-season sporadically opening to Poland and the Balkans on 50 MHz, lasting around 3.5 hours from 1200 UTC. Another good piece of news is the return of Ionosonde data for the propquest.co.uk website after a few missing days. This is a timely opportunity to thank all those who maintain the professional data sets that allow us amateurs to see what the bands are doing. Moon declination is positive, going negative this Sunday. Moon windows will shorten and peak moon elevations fall. Path losses continue to increase as we approach apogee on Tuesday. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So now, very truncated, meetings only, news for the Southwest and all of Wales. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, FB7-0PL, from 7:30 p.m. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays in the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, Deloyal Room Way, Pinhoe, Exeter, EX4-8PX. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20-8JT. The next meeting will be held this Wednesday, that's the 22nd. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society, well, on Friday the club meets at the Bunker, Bayshore Leisure Centre, from 7:30 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16-4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. Club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.org.uk or Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 10:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society on Monday, members will be constructing flower pot antennas with Mike G0OTP. Over in Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 31st of January at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face and on-air meeting on Tuesday, starting at 6:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the second and third Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at Bulwark Athletic Club, Mathone Road, Chepstow, NP16-5JT, from 7:30 p.m. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. Highfield Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays. The next meeting of RIL and District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday the 5th of February at 7:30pm at the RIL Yacht Club Building, Kemmel Bay, RIL. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the portable cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA183LN, from 7pm. And finally, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9pm at Faith Church, Wearn Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10 9FQ. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as soon as once as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close-down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango or Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.